flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Mahomes and Kelce back in the AFC title game.
Jeez.
No one's surprised. It was Houston.
No, I was surprised how close the game was. I was surprised that the game was even in doubt for as long as it was. But yeah, the result is not surprising.
No. So he's back. He's 7-for-7, which really is
insane. Unbelievable. It's insane.
And Kelce kind of sleptwalked through most of the year. And then when you got to have it in the third and fourth quarter, he's right back there in the center of everything. Chiefs, you'd imagine, on the verge of three-peating, or to put it another way, they're two wins away from three-peating, something that's never been done. Yeah.
Seven is
dominated
nuts,
the world,
though.
That is pretty crazy.
Nuts.
That's wild that they've done that.
It's
seven
insane.
In a row. And you get the Bills and the Chiefs for the fourth time in the postseason, really a rematch from the 2021 divisional round or the AFC title game in 2020 or their matchup last year in 2023. So we'll get to your thoughts on all of it. 617-779-7937. We started off talking Ravens and Bills. Ravens choked it away. Lamar Jackson loses another playoff game. Is it fair that that follows him around when Mark Andrews is really the GOAT in a bad way?
Bad GOAT.
Yeah, the one who dropped the ball and fumbled in the game. He's going to wear a lot of the brunt of that. And you wonder if it's Buffalo's year matched up against the Chiefs. Before we get to the refs, the bailout calls, and what's a separate topic from that, Mahomes flopping around, which is pathetic.
Yeah, you don't need to do it. When you get every call, you don't need to then ask for more calls.
Before we get to that, though, and I want to play Aikman for you coming up because he had a good rant on the
Steven.
Refs. You were underwhelmed by the Chiefs in that game?
Yeah. I mean, they obviously did what they needed to do. They didn't have to blow them out or anything like that, but the way the Texans just kind of dominated to a certain degree, right? They outgained the Chiefs by, what did it end up being? Like over 100 yards or something along those lines?
Hang on.
336 to 212.
I heard a...
336 to 212.
I think I heard your girl Courtney say this today.
Yep, friend
and
of the show.
And I saw it on the text line as well. Did every team that had the yards advantage this weekend lose?
Yep.
You're nodding, Nick?
Yep, all,
so
everyone.
I heard that this morning. I was unaware of that. So this is another game where that happened.
That's why you play for points, not for yards.
I think they all had more takeaways or turnovers, however
Got
you
it.
Want to look at it.
Got
yeah.
It.
That makes sense. Now, the Chiefs-Texans game had no turnovers in it. You know, it was just some dumb penalties that really cost Houston, or dumb slash bad calls, however you want to slice it. But 82 penalty yards to only 29. So in a game where there are no turnovers, in a game in which Houston is kind of dominating, they had the time of possession, overwhelmingly the yards, they ran for almost 100 more rushing yards in the game, and they still lose. So Kansas City, I mean, we've seen them now for years. They're insanely clutch. You can't really count them out, especially at home. Like, they completed a or they're undefeated at home to this point. Buffalo also undefeated at home to this point. We talked in the regular season about how important that home field advantage is going to be. Like, whoever has that game.
And Buffalo beat Kansas City and Buffalo earlier this
year.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right, so that should be good. Like, that you thought maybe that head-to-head would be enough, but it wasn't because Kansas City only dropped one more game, so they'll get to host this one. But, no, I mean, give the Texans credit because I thought they were, like, of all the teams in it, the most just happy to be there. On Friday, we said, not that we picked the Commanders, but we thought the Commanders had a better shot at a big upset than the Texans. We gave the Texans zero chance.
None.
And they were in this thing.
Right. We didn't give the Commanders much of a chance, but we gave them a better chance at the Saturday upset than
Houston. Oh, yeah. We said no chance. And what was it, a one-point game in the second half?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty impressive by Houston.
So, are the Chiefs lucky or good? Something we can get into. You'd think they've proven their mettle as a good team.
Yeah.
With, you know, their three Super Bowls and back-to-back champs, and they're in the AFC title game every year. You would think they've proved that they're good, but I know a lot of you out there feel that they're lucky and they haven't scored 30 this year. And the refs are on their side. If you saw the flag that the Chiefs got, a lot of people were complaining about it. I give Aikman a lot of credit. I don't typically like crying about the refs, but I also give an analyst on a broadcast who, you know, in some ways works for the league and knows the league isn't happy with criticism of the officials. I give him a lot of credit for going here. Here's Aikman when two Texans clunked heads and there was a penalty for a personal foul on Mahomes.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Defense number 39.
Oh, come on.
15-yard penalty.
Here's the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a runner, and I could not disagree with that one more. And he barely gets hit. That's the second penalty now that's been called against the Texans.
Hey, Troy, I agree with you. There's no forcible contact to the head neck area of him. The two Houston players hit each other. That should not have been a foul.
And if you, hey, they've got to address it in the offseason. You can't, as a quarterback, run around and play games with defenders and then be able to draw a penalty.
Okay, so Aikman, I give a lot of credit again for going there.
He was on it.
You know, and he's not crying because he's a Patriots fan and he's worried about them winning three Super Bowls and worried about, you know, their self-worth being tied up in Brady's Super Bowls and everything else. He's doing it because he's sick and tired of these cheesy calls getting thrown when Mahomes is out there flopping around.
Although he won 3 and 4
and
years,
trying
right?
to get calls. That's true. Maybe he's got a dog in the fight. Good point, Keith. Maybe he's worried about that and Mahomes passing him. So I shouldn't say he doesn't have a dog in the fight. But largely when you're going after the officials, it's you're rooting for one side or the other. You're worried about, you know, your team versus another. But maybe Aikman's worried about his own personal situation. Fair point. There was also the one earlier in the game where Will Anderson had the helmet-to-helmet, which a lot of people were crying about that. I thought that was an easier call, to be honest. This one, I think, was a mistake. Your thoughts on the refs and their role in this win for Kansas City and their wins all year in general?
Yeah, it is crazy because I hate ref talk. Like, I think it sucks, like, in any of the sports. And don't get me wrong, I have plenty of issues with refs. I'm a very pro-robot refs. Solve this right now. I think referees are subhuman. I don't need to be dealing with them or talking about them or whatever else. They make a lot of mistakes. But to say that they change the results of, like, all of these games, which is sort of what a lot of people say about the Chiefs, is, like, the refs win all these games. I don't love that. I do understand what Aikman's talking about, though, because that is very specific plays where are you giving this guy a first down now after this? Like, what do you want the defense to do? Like, there are a few times where he is a runner. So do you want to let him pick up more yards? You got to get him to the ground
and
at some point.
He's a lethal runner, too. He's the kind of guy who if you back off, he's gonna
keep
going
to
turn it upfield and get another 5 or 10 yards.
Yep. And then he's flopping for ones, too. You brought that up earlier where he's on the sideline and guys are like, well, if we hit him, we're going to get flagged. But he's not running out of bounds yet. And then we get close to him and he flops, which is awful. And it's like, I don't know how anybody can take his side on a play like that. But there is something there where how do you officiate quarterbacks in general? Here's a weird Keefspiracy for you.
Oh.
So I think Mahomes probably does get some preferential treatment, just like Tom Brady got some when he was playing.
The star quarterbacks do. Star players in the NBA get it. Star quarterbacks get it. Yeah.
See if you sign up with this.
Okay.
I might be a lone wolf on this Keefspiracy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think one of the reasons Mahomes also gets more of these calls when he's like a runner is because he kind of runs awkwardly. So, for example,
it's the dad bod.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little goofy. It's
kind of waddling
effective.
Around out there.
So, like Josh Allen, when he gets it and goes, you're like, that's a runner. He's lethal.
That's a thoroughbred.
You can hit him as hard as you want. You might bounce off him.
Uh-huh.
Lamar Jackson, half the size, but he's super fast. Looks like a wide receiver running with the ball. Mahomes is kind of like awkwardly running. So when he gets hit, it's more jarring. So if guys are like, whoa, he got killed because he's kind of goofy out there.
It's your dad legging out a double in softball.
He's trying
his hardest to get on his horse and get out to second base. That's kind of what it is.
I think it does. I think it's got a little something to do with,
I'll keep an eye on that, with
what it looks like.
That's a good conspiracy.
Because some of these other running quarterbacks, like when Jalen Hurts goes, you're like, that's legit a runner. Whereas with Mahomes, it's almost a little more fragile.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then it also gets down to the question of, like, you know, should quarterbacks be treated differently?
Okay,
and all
well, this,
stuff.
Okay, this is the text line, 617-779-7937. Maybe Aikman just hates how the league is now. Quarterbacks are way overprotected. It makes the league look terrible. I agree with some of that. He's probably a little bitter, too, about, given his experience, the concussions that he suffered.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure he wishes he was protected that way.
It's a fine line, though, because they're football players, especially when they're running, you should get hit. That's part of the game. But what if I told you the AFC Championship game next week was going to be Mitch Trubisky versus Carson Wentz?
Right.
Horrible.
Not great. It'd be week 18 all over
again. It'd be the pits. Right. Yeah. It'd be awful. Like, quarterbacks are what get people going, right? Yeah. There's plenty of other stuff to watch and to enjoy, but that's what you sell is those guys.
Yeah, and I'll say this about Mahomes. At some point, you are tempting fate a little bit when you're flopping around trying that, because that was pathetic.
I hate that.
When
you're already
flopping
getting a lot
around.
Of calls.
So we're talking about not the two personal fouls, but when he's knocked out of bounds and he flops on the sideline to try to get another personal foul call. When you've already gotten most of the calls on
greedy.
The game and you get the most weeks, just like the Patriots did. This is not a complaint. It just is what it is. The Patriots used to get calls. The Chiefs get them now. Uh-huh. That's the way it is. You're tempting fate a little bit when you're doing what Mahomes was, flopping around on the sideline, begging for calls, trying to trick the referees. Marcus Smart style, flopping all over the place. You are getting into a gray area where sooner or later the refs are going to go, well, I'm not going to fall for your crap anymore because you're flopping around. And
I hope.
Now it's going to swing the other way and you're not going to get those calls.
I hope that's the case. I also, you know, short of going full Greg Williams bounty gate, at some point do the defense say, look, we don't want to give up 15 yards, but if you touch them, it probably will be 15 yards anyway, so let's make it count. Like, that kind of thing. Not again, going to the full, let's hurt him. But, like, hey, if Mahomes is going to run around out there and, like, try to pick up these first downs, and he's, like, half sliding, half not, fake going out of bounds, fake going out of bounds, we won't be mad. Like, go ahead and get a big shot on him.
Didn't the Lions have a big one on Jaden Daniels in the second half of that game? Where he was running around.
A couple.
And they just, a big pop, took him out, clearly after the whistle, personal foul. And I saw that in real time, and I'm like, I think that's a one worth taking.
Yeah.
That's one worth taking if you're a defense. Yeah.
Goff got absolutely
not great.
Planted.
Not a good weekend for him.
But I wonder if they get after Mahomes a little bit more. Now, the problem is these games are so important and every drive counts and every yard and all that stuff. So, like, you don't want to just give him a free 15. But I think if you're coaching it, you're saying he's probably going to get the 15 anyway.
Make him think twice.
Yeah.
And so, you have to wonder if that pendulum swings. You have to wonder if Mahomes is tempting fate a little bit. Buffalo and the Chiefs, you think it should be a pick 'em. Right now, the Chiefs are a 1.5 favorite against Buffalo. You got to wonder if it's the Bills' year. You got to wonder if the Chiefs are going to three-peat. They're 7-7 in AFC title games since Mahomes took over.
Tougher game for the Chiefs this coming Sunday or whatever the Super Bowl matchup is.
For sure.
Yeah, I agree.
The Eagles are really good.
They are.
I won't fully respect the Commanders. Maybe I should. But I won't fully respect them if they're in the Super Bowl. The Eagles would be a good matchup.
We just saw it a couple years ago. That's a good team.
But this is tougher.
I think so, too. It's not full, like, remember that stretch in the 90s where the NFC Championship was the Super Bowl, and then it was, like, a blowout in the actual Super Bowl? I don't think it's that, because I think Philly could certainly provide him with a tough matchup, but it does have, like, a Cowboys-Niners feel where you're like, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes is, like, it's now the Brady Manning, right? Like, that is probably, it's the closest thing for sure that we have to that.
Yeah, and again, Manning eventually broke through.
Yep.
So Josh Allen, Will, is this the year? 617-779-7937. You could jump in on that. With all of our talk of the divisional round, we'll get to the Celtics and the Bruins later on in the show as well. Let's get to Saquon Barkley. And if he's single-handedly bringing the running back back in the NFL, that's next.